This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of June 2024. Essence, sweet children, the main service is to stay in remembrance of the Father and to remind others of him. You can give anyone the Father's introduction and benefit them. Question. Which small habit makes you very disobedient in a big way? What is the way to become saved from that habit? Answer. If someone has the habit of stealing something and concealing it, that is very big disobedience. It is said those who steal a straw can even steal 100,000. If someone, due to greed or hunger, takes something and eats it without first asking permission, it is a very bad habit of stealing. In order to become free from that habit, become a trustee, like Father Brahma. If you have such a habit, tell the Father about it honestly. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You children know that you are sitting in front of the unlimited father. We belong to God's family. God is incorporeal. You know that you are sitting here in soul consciousness. There is no question of the arrogance of science or of doing hatha yoga in this. This is something you can do with your intellects. It has nothing to do with your physical bodies. In hatha yoga, you have to do everything with your bodies. Here we sit in front of the Father while considering ourselves to be his children. You know that the Father is teaching you. Firstly, he says, sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and all your sins will be cut away. Then also spin the discus of self-realization, serve others, and make them similar to yourselves. The Father sits here and looks at each one of you to see what service you do. He sees whether you do physical service, subtle service, or the main service. The Father looks at each one. Do you give everyone the Father's introduction? This is the main thing. Do you give every child the Father's introduction? Do you explain to others that the Father says, remember me, and your sins of birth after birth will be erased? To what extent do you remain engaged in this service? Do you compare yourselves to one another to see who does the most service of all? Why should I not do more service than that one? Am I able to run on the pilgrimage of remembrance more than that one? Baba looks at each one. Baba asks everyone his or her news about what service each one does. Do you give others the Father's introduction and thereby benefit them? You don't waste your time, do you? This is the main thing. At this time, all are orphans. No one knows the unlimited Father. You are definitely going to receive the inheritance from the Father. You children have both the lands of liberation and liberation in life in your intellects. You children have to understand that all of you are now studying and that you will then go to heaven and claim your fortune of the kingdom of liberation in life. However, none of the many souls of the different religions will remain. There will just be us remaining in Bharat. The Father sits here and teaches you children what you should have in your intellects. Here you are sitting at the confluence age, and so your food and drink should definitely be very pure. You know that you are becoming full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, completely viceless for the future. This praise belongs to souls who are in bodies. It is not the praise of souls alone. Each soul has his own part, which he plays when he comes here. You have the aim and objective in your intellects. We have to become like them. The Father's order is, children, become pure. They ask, how can we stay pure? Many storms of Maya come, and their intellects are drawn to so many places. How can we renounce all of that? The intellects of you children constantly work. The intellect of no one else works in this way. You have found the Father, Teacher, and Guru. You also know that the highest on high is God. He is the Father, the Teacher, and the ocean of knowledge. The Father has come to take us souls back with him. There are very few deities in the Golden Age. These things will not be in the intellect of anyone except you. It is in your intellects that there will be just a few of you remaining after destruction. None of those other religions and lands will exist at that time. We alone will be the masters of the world. There will just be the one kingdom, and that belongs to us. It will be a kingdom with a lot of happiness. However, they will be those with varieties of status. What will our status be? How much spiritual service do I do? The Father also asks this. It isn't that Baba is the one who knows everything within. All of you children can understand for yourselves what you do. You must definitely have understood that this Dada does number one service by following Srimat. The Father repeatedly explains, sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls and renounce body consciousness. For how long do you consider yourself to be a soul? Each of you have to make it firm that you are a soul. You have to remember the Father. It is through this that your boat will go across. By having remembrance, you will go from the old world to the new world. A little time now remains. Then we will go to our land of happiness. The main spiritual service is to give everyone the Father's introduction. This is the easiest of all. It takes effort to do physical service and to prepare food and eat it. Here there is no question of making effort. You simply have to consider yourselves to be souls. Souls are imperishable, and bodies are perishable. Each soul plays a whole part. Only once, when it is time for destruction, does the Father come and give you these teachings. The new world belongs to the deities. You definitely have to go to that world. The rest of this world has to go to the land of peace. This old world will not remain. When you are in the new world, will you remember the old world? Not at all. You will be in heaven and you will be ruling there. By keeping this in your intellects, you will remain happy. They have given many names to heaven. They have also given many names to hell. It is the world of sinful souls, hell, the land of sorrow. You children now know that there is just the one unlimited Father, and that we are his long lost and now found children. Therefore you should have a lot of love for such a Father. The Father also has very much love for the children, who do a lot of service and change thorns into flowers. You have to change from human beings into deities. The Father himself does not become that. He has come to make us that. Therefore, you should have a lot of happiness within. What status will I attain in heaven? What service do I do? You also have to introduce this knowledge to the servants in your home. You should give these teachings to whomever comes into connection with you. You have to serve everyone, the innocent ones, the poor, the natives, etc. There are many poor ones. They will reform themselves and not commit any sin, etc. Otherwise, they will continue to perform sinful acts. You can see how there is much lying and stealing, etc. Some servants will steal. Otherwise, if there were just the children at home, why would there be any need to lock anything up? However, today, even children become thieves. They take something secretly. If they are hungry, then because of greed, they just eat it. Those who are greedy would definitely steal something and eat it. This is Shiv Baba's treasure store. You should not steal even a penny from here. Brahma is a trustee. God, the unlimited Father, has come to you. Would anyone steal anything from God's home? Not even in their dreams. You know that the highest on high is God Shiva. We are his children. Therefore, we have to perform divine acts. You even go to the prisons and give this knowledge to those who steal. What would they steal from here? To pick up a mango, to pick up something else, and to eat it is also stealing. You must not pick up anything without first asking permission. You must not even touch it. Shiv Baba is our Father, and he hears and sees everything. He asks, do the children have any defects? If you have any defects, then tell Baba about them. Give them in donation. If you donate something and are then disobedient, there will be a lot of punishment. The habit of stealing is very bad. For example, someone steals a bicycle and is then caught, or someone goes into a shop and picks up a tin of biscuits or something small and then hides it. Therefore, shopkeepers are very careful about looking after their things. Similarly, this too is a big government. The Pandav government is establishing its divine kingdom. The Father says, I do not rule the kingdom. You Pandavs rule it. They have then said that the father of the Pandavs, Pandavpati, is Sri Krishna. Who is the father of the Pandavs? You know that he is sitting in front of you. Each one of you can understand for yourself what service you do for Baba. Baba gives us the sovereignty of the world, and he himself then goes away into the stage of retirement. He does such altruistic service that everyone becomes happy and peaceful. Those people simply say that there should be peace in the world. They continue to give peace prizes. Here, you children know that you receive a very big prize. Those who do good service receive a big prize. The highest service of all is to give the Father's introduction. Anyone can do this. If you children want to become deities, you also have to do service. Look at this one. He too had a Lokic family. Baba made him do it. He enters this one, Brahma, and tells him as well as you, do this. How would he tell me? He enters me and makes me do it. He is Karan Karavanhar. Just like that. He told this one, renounce this. This is a dirty world. Come to paradise. You now have to become the master of paradise. That was it, and so he had this interest. Everyone wondered what had happened to him. He was such a successful businessman, and what is he doing now? No one knew what he was going to do afterwards. It was not a big thing to renounce those things. That was it. He simply renounced everything. He also made everyone else renounce everything. He made his daughter too renounce everything. You now have to do this spiritual service. You have to make everyone pure. Everyone used to say that they are going to drink the nectar of knowledge. They would mention the name of the mother. We are going to Omradi to drink the nectar of knowledge. Who created this method? Shiv Baba entered this one and created such a good method. Whoever comes will drink the nectar of this knowledge. It is also remembered. Why should I renounce nectar and drink poison? You have to renounce poison, drink nectar, and become pure deities. It was like that in the beginning. When anyone came, they were told to become pure. If you want to drink nectar, you have to renounce poison. If you want to become the masters of pure paradise, you must only remember the one. Then certainly there would have been some conflict. Conflict has continued from the beginning to now. Innocent ones are beaten so much. The stronger you become, the more they will think that purity is good. This is why they call out, Baba, come and make us pure. What were your characters like before that? What are you becoming now? Previously, you used to go in front of the deities and sing, We are sinners. You would not say that now, because you know that you are now becoming like them. You children should ask yourselves, to what extent do I do service? The master of the kitchen, Boli Daddy, serves you so much. She is accumulating so much charity. She serves so many, and so she receives everyone's blessings. They write a lot of praise of her. It is a wonder of the master of the kitchen that she makes so many arrangements for everyone. That is physical service. You also have to do subtle service. Some children say, Baba, these five evil spirits are very strong. They do not let us stay in remembrance. Baba says, children, prepare food in remembrance of Shiv Baba. There is no one apart from Shiv Baba. He alone is the one who helps you. There is a song, I have come to seek refuge with you. You would not say this in the golden age. You have now come into his refuge. When someone has an evil spirit in him, he suffers a lot. That is the interference of an impure soul. You have so many evil spirits in you, lust, anger, greed, attachment. These evil spirits make you suffer a great deal. Those impure souls harass some souls. But you know that these five evil spirits have been in existence for 2,500 years. You are now so distressed. These five evil spirits have made you poverty-stricken. The evil spirit of body consciousness is number one. The evil spirit of lust is also very big. It has harassed you so much. The Father has told you all this. These evil spirits come to you every cycle. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. All the evil spirits come to them. Therefore, this is called a world of evil spirits. The kingdom of Ravan means a devilish world. There are no evil spirits in the golden and silver ages. Even one evil spirit causes so much trouble. No one knows about this one. The Father comes and liberates you from Ravan, the evil spirit of the five vices. Some of you are sensible and these things sit in your intellects. You must not do such work in this birth. If you steal something or become body conscious, what would the result be? Your status would be destroyed. If you pick up something or other, then it is said, someone who steals a straw can also steal 100,000. You must not do anything like that in this sacrificial fire, this yagya. Once a habit has been instilled in you, you are not able to let go of it. You have to beat your head so much. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the Spiritual Children, and the Spiritual Children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Together with physical service, you also have to do subtle service, and the main service, which is to give everyone the Father's introduction. Bring benefit to souls. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is real service. Remain busy in this service. Do not waste your time. 2. Become sensible and gain victory over the evil spirits of the five vices. Remove the habits of stealing and telling lies. Do not take back anything you have donated. Blessing. May you have pure and positive thoughts for yourself, and have thoughts of knowledge and pure and positive thoughts of others by remaining free from any thoughts of physical illness. It is one thing to have an illness of the body and another to be shaken by that illness. The illness was destined to come, but for your elevated stage to be shaken is a sign of your being bound by that bondage. Those who remain free from having all thoughts of a physical illness and have pure and positive thoughts for themselves and thoughts of knowledge are those who have pure and positive thoughts for others. By thinking too much about nature, you take on a form of worrying. To be free from this bondage is called the Karmatit stage. Slogan: the power of love makes a problem as big as a mountain become as light as water. Om Shanti.